先读几节经文。
Let's read a few passages in the Bible.
我们翻到马可福音十二章。
Mark chapter 12.
马可十二章二十八到三十节。
Mark 12:28-30.
马可福音十二章二十八到三十。有一个文士来，听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：诫命中哪是第一要紧的？耶稣回答说：第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment.
我们再翻到《生命记》四章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4:29.
生命记四章二十九。
Deuteronomy 4:29.
但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见。
But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul.
这里说你尽心尽性寻求他。
Here it says you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul.
生命记第三十章第二节。
Deuteronomy 30:2.
三十章第二节，你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的，听从他的话。
And you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children with all your heart and with all your soul.
这里说到尽心尽性听从他的话。
And here it says to obey his voice with all your heart and with all your soul.
再请翻到生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十章十二节。以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
这里说是尽心尽性侍奉他。
Here it says to serve him,Serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
最后我们请读启示录第一章十四节。
Revelation chapter 1:14.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire.
这是老约翰看到。我们主耶稣的启示。
That was when John was given the revelation of Jesus Christ.
行走在教会当中。
And he was walking among the churches.
请大家特别注意，他说眼目如同火焰。
And here, pay attention when he says his eyes like a flame of fire.
我今天想跟大家有些交通讲到尽心爱主。
I want to share with you about to love the Lord with all your heart.
特别是那个尽我们的心。
That is especially on that point with all our hearts.
我之所以要跟大家交通这个是有一次主提醒了我。
I want to share with you because the Lord has reminded me.
就是去年冬天一个蛮冷的礼拜五的晚上。
It was last year in the winter. It was very cold Friday night.
我想直接从公司来聚会的地方。
I was going to come directly from.My workplace over to the meeting place.
然后没有带晚饭，所以我就想怎么吃。
And I didn't bring my dinner, so I was wondering what I'm going to eat.
我知道在这附近有个 Subway 是最简单又最靠近的。
I know that the Subway here is closest and easiest.
但是后来在想，哎呀，应该吃得好一点。
But later I thought I should have a better dinner.
因为还有一点时间嘛。
There was still time.
所以就想到，哎呀，我最喜欢吃干烤牛河。
I like to have the fried noodles with beef.
然后我打电话给那个店，常去的，结果发现店关门了。
I called the store, but I realized that it was closed that day.
我说今天怎么这么不巧
？I said, well, what a coincidence.
然后就又想，哎呀，还是想吃好的。
But I still want to have some good food.
然后就想，哎呀，那个学校 Tea House 那里有些菜我还熟悉的。
And there are some familiar dishes over at Tea House by University.
所以这是我原先没想到，所以我就在那个车一边暖车一边来查那个菜单。
So I thought about this only in the car. So I was warming up the car and look at the menu.
那天真的又冷又饿。
I was very cold and very hungry.
但是我还是想吃到好的。
But I still want some good food.
所以我在网上查着的菜单来回翻，哪个是我最喜欢的。
So I went through the menu and see what I like the best.
所以最后找到一个菜我很喜欢，所以我就点了。
So I found one that I really liked and I ordered it.
然后一路我就开过来。
So I drove all the way here.
结果那个时候塞车塞得很厉害。
There was traffic on the road.
但最终还是去取了菜。
But ultimately I got my food.
我拿到菜我就准备开车去来聚会的地方。
After I got the food, I was ready to drive over here to the meeting place.
然后里面好像突然就有个提醒。
And in me, that was a reminder.
他说你为了这道菜这么用心。
You put in all your heart, into this meal.
千方百计一定要吃到。
Now you do whatever you can just to have it.
但是当在主的事情上，你有没有这么用心
？But in the matters of God, are you using your whole heart?
我就在想啊，我们在这个世界上，我如何用我的心？
I was thinking, in this world, how do I use my heart?
你感谢主，去年啊，就是许多来往的弟兄跟我们交通。
The brothers who came by and stopped by and shared with us.
我们要啊，魂要对付。
That our soul have to be dealt with.
还叫灵能够啊释放。
That our spirit can be released.
也让我们走十字架的路，走里面的路。
To walk the way of the cross and to walk the inward way.
其实就是主要告诉我们在地上如何的生活。
The Lord is trying to tell us how to live while we're on this earth.
但是好像我们的心好像常常就都是为了自己所喜好的而活。
But our hearts are often living for what we like.
我就想主啊，你给我一颗心，到底要怎么用
？Lord, you gave me a heart. How should I use it?
后来就这句话就点醒了我。
And this really make you pay attention.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你的主。
And this will awaken me to love your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength.
突然我就明白了。
And I, all of a sudden I understood.
主给我们一颗心，他原初的旨意是要我们尽心用它来爱他。
The Lord has given us a heart. He meant it, His will for us to use this heart to love Him.
不是来光光为着自己来享受的。
It's not for our own pleasure.
Andrew 弟兄去年也交通过尽心这件事情。
Our brother Andrew has shared about this matter of your whole heart.
我就补在一点我自己的感觉。
I would like to share a little bit of my own.
那一个人的心哈，他有喜好，也有定义，也有筹划。
A person's heart, they have what they like and what they set their heart to do and their plans.
所以一个人的心就几乎代表了那个人。
And a person's heart almost just represents the entire person.
当我们的心思和精力都摆在那一件事情上的时候
，When our mind and energy is, set on one thing.
当那件事的结果霸占了我们的心的时候
，When that thing captures our entire heart.
我们就是在用我们的心了。
And we're using our heart.
我们在许多的事情上都在用心。
We use our heart in many things.
他学生在用心他的学业。
Students, they use their heart towards their studies.
教授在进行他的实验室和 paper.
And the professors in their lab and in their paper.
医生在进行的医病和他的诊所。
And doctors on their healing the patients and their clinics.
在公司上班的进行他的 project.
And those who are at work in the office, they are into their project.
在家里的妈妈们尽心的带小孩和照顾这个家。
And the moms at home, they take care of their children and take care of the household.
我们在这个地上的时候，我们要尽心。
We live on this earth, we put in our heart.
但我们常常在提到主的事情上，我们却不知道怎么尽心。
But in the matters of God, we do not know how to put in our heart to do it.
我们对主所要的不清楚。
we're unclear of what the Lord wants.
我们对主所要的没兴趣。
We have no interest in what he wants.
但真要问起来，我们也实在是有时候不知道什么才是尽心在主的事情上。
If we truly ask ourselves, we do not know what is to, with all your heart, to be on the matters of God.
所以我们常常糊里糊涂，浪费了许多的光阴。
So we oftentimes we do not know what to do, and we waste a lot of time.
所以尽心哈有两个方面。
To put in your heart, there are some two areas.
一个就是讲到责任。
One is to speak about responsibility.
有点像尽责。
You have to be responsible.
另外一个就是用力。
And the other one is to use your strength.
就像刚才那首诗歌说，我们的财富、我们的能干、我们的血汗、我们的热情。
Whether our wealth, our intelligence, and strength and comfort, passion, our passion.
Yeah, 那我们在用力。
And we all, that requires us our strength.
所以当我在思想的时候，主啊，你要我爱你，那爱好像很抽象，那怎么才叫爱主呢？
And I said, Lord, you want me to love you, but it seems so abstract. What does it mean to love you?
因为主的那句话说，尽心、尽力、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，是从生命界来的。
But the word of the Lord saying with all your, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength, that's from Deuteronomy.
So I 就回到生命记。
So I went back to Deuteronomy.
我就发现其实神借着摩西在那里说了很多对人心中所说的话。
And God through Moses spoke to man.
所以我就理出有三个点。
So I list out three points.
一个是尽心来寻求他。
To seek him with all our hearts.
一个是尽心来听从他的话。
And to obey him with all our heart.
一个是尽心来侍奉他。
And to serve him with all our heart.
这是我们在生命记中能够看到神要我们尽心的事情。
This is in Deuteronomy what we can see the Lord wants us to do.
这每一个点上都是一个大题目，所以我今天可能就只交通第一个点。
There are all three very big areas, but I'll just share with you one point.
就是尽心来寻求他。
To seek the Lord with all your heart.
为什么神会给我们这个命令叫尽心来寻求他呢？
Why did the Lord give us this commandment to seek him with all our heart?
这跟我们的身份地位有关系。
This has to do with our position.
因为我们以前不认识神的时候。
When before we know him.
像以弗所书所说的。
In Ephesians.
他说我们行事为人都是随从今世的风俗。
We walk according to the course of this world.
都是放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所好的去行。
And we conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh and fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
我们是不是这样的呢？
Are we like them, like these?
我们在这个地上行走，我们没有神，所以我们行走无所顾忌。
Because we walk without God, we have nothing to care about.
我们只要照着我心中的喜好、人的经验、世界的风俗，我们去行就可以了。
And we walk according to our own like, what we like, our desires, and this the course of this world.
但如今神拯救了我们，我们是神的儿女。
But today the Lord has saved us; we are His children.
我们得着一个属天的生命。
We have a heavenly life.
主把我们的脚摆在走天路的路上。
The Lord has laid our feet to walk on this heavenly path.
主把他的名也托给了我们。
And he has given us his name.
让我们在地上行走能够彰显他。
That on this earth we can magnify him.
让人看到我们就知道，哦，这是神的子民。
That when people see us, they can see that these are people of God.
因为我们有了主。
Because we have the Lord.
所以我们就发现，好像我们的许多事情和环境在我们身上就发生了。
There are many things, many circumstances that happen in our lives.
我们心里常想，为什么信主还有这些事情？
We often think about why we believe and there are still so many things happening.
要顺顺利利多好。
If life is, you know, is smooth sailing, that's very good.
但好像我们的生活就像以色列人到了迦南地一样，遇到很多的难处。
But our lives are just like the Israelites who have entered Canaan. There are many difficulties there.
但是从旧约历史上我们看到。
But from the history in the Old Testament,
神让这些事临到以色列不是偶然的。
It's not by coincidence that these things happen to the Israelites.
神要借着这些事来训练他的百姓。
That he used these things to train his people.
叫他们学习属灵的事。
To learn spiritual things.
在这条属灵的路上，我们都是陌生的。
we are unfamiliar in this spiritual, on this spiritual path.
我们天然的人是不明白的。
We cannot, our natural man cannot understand.
但感谢主，主给我们一个生命。
But we thank the Lord, He gives us life.
我们知道如何听他的话。
That we know how to listen to Him.
但是这个生命需要成长。
That this life needs to grow.
所以主就给我们安排了许多的环境。
So He arranges many circumstances.
叫我们寻求他。
That we can come and seek Him.
我们可以认识我们主的性情和他做事的原则。
We can know His nature and the principle of His work.
主要我们尽心的来寻求他。
The Lord wants us to seek Him with all our heart.
就交通三点，我们如何来尽心的寻求他。
I'll share three points of how we can seek Him with all our heart.
第一个，我们尽心，我们要单纯的来到主的面前。
To with our heart, we have to come to the Lord in simplicity.
当我们遇到一些事情的时候，我们要就向主倾心吐意。
When we come, there are things that happen in our lives. We need to come to the Lord and pour our hearts.
我们告诉主我们遇到的难处。
We can tell Him all the difficulties that we encounter.
我们求他告诉我们，主啊，你要我有什么要学的呢？
We ask Him what He wants to teach us.
在这件事情我该怎么行呢？
And how should I work on this, act on this?
所以事情来的时候，我们发现我们不再是寻求这件事情本身的成就而已。
So when things happen, we are not just asking or praying for this thing to be to fulfill this thing.
我们是要来看他的旨意是什么。
We want to know what His will is in this matter.
所以当主对于撒旦的第一个试探的回复是这样的。
When the Lord answered Satan when he was tempted,
他说人活着不是单靠食物。
He said that man shall not live by bread alone,
乃是靠他口里所出的一切话。
But by every word of God.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
因为神行事是完全按照他的旨意的。
Because God acts according to His will.
神是顾念我们。
The Lord cares for us.
这是不错的。
It is indeed that He cared for us.
但不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神是按照他旨意来行事的。
But the Lord acts according to His will.
许多时候我们对这件事情认识不清楚，所以我们陷在许多的困惑当中。
We are oftentimes confused because we do not understand.
我们应该感谢主。
We need to thank the Lord.
他是照着他的旨意来行事的。
That He acts according to His will.
不是照着我心中所想的。
And not according to what I think of.
因为若是照着我们心中所想的，那很快事情变得顺利了、安逸了，我们就远离了主。
Because if He does things according to what our heart wants, then oftentimes things are smooth sailing and we have a comfortable life and we start to go astray from the Lord.
我们要感谢主，他是照他的旨意来行事的。
We thank Him that He acts according to His will.
因为他是按照他旨意行事的，所以我们一旦知道他的旨意是什么。我们就知道他一定会做的。
And because of that, once we know His will, that we know He will do it.
我们不会在那里瞎猜。
We will not be playing a guessing game.
我们也不会仅仅是苦苦哀求。
And we will not just plead without, we plead. We just keep pleading.
这就是为什么在我们当中会有许多的经历啊。
That is why we have some experiences amongst us.
就是当我们在寻求主的时候。
That when we seek the Lord.
当我们摸着主的意思的时候。
When we touch His will.
我们放下自己的意思。
We put down our own will.
事情就很快成就了。
And things will be fulfilled very soon.
所以当我们在寻求的时候。
So when we seek Him.
我们要说主你。在这里要告诉我们什么？
We need to ask Him, Lord, what do you want to tell me in this matter?
如果他所要的是要我奉献的话，
If He wants me to consecrate myself,
我要奉献的。
Then I need to consecrate myself.
如果他要对某一个人要顺服的话，我是要顺服的。
If He wants me to submit to somebody, I need to submit to that person.
如果他要我对某一个人饶恕的话，我是要饶恕的。
If He wants me to forgive somebody, I need to forgive that person.
如果他要我放掉心中所注重的话，我是一定要放的。
And if He wants me to let go of what I really want, then I need to let go.
因为那就是在那件事情时候主的旨意。
That is the will of God in that matter.
我们要听。
We need to listen.
不然这件事在主那里不会过去。
If not, we will not be able to run away.
第二个就是我们尽心，尽心要无依无靠的来投靠主。
Second point that to with all our heart is that we will come to Him and seek refuge.
对啊，我们无依无靠投靠主，就是我要摆下所有我自己的想法和保留。
That we abandon ourselves to Him.
我们要常常求主鉴察我们的心。
We need to ask the Lord to continually search our heart.
看在我里面有什么拦阻我的。
To see if there are any hindrances within me.
如果我们里面没有拦阻的话，我们就可以靠着信心完全的来投靠他。
If there is no hindrance, then by faith we can abandon ourselves to Him.
有一段时间我是不能够经历主。
There was a period of time I wasn't able to experience our Lord.
我也不敢把自己交出去。
And I was afraid to give myself away.
所以就陷入了一个循环，就是我不经历主，我就更难信靠他。
So I went into a spiral. The more I can't trust in Him, the more I can experience Him.
后来我就读诗篇。
Then I read the Psalms.
读到诗篇大卫的诗二十五。
The Psalm of David, 25.
诗篇二十五篇，我就读几节哈。
I'll just read a few verses from there.
这是大卫在他寻求主的时候向主的祷告。
This was the prayer of David when he was seeking the Lord.
诗篇二十五篇第一到第五节。
Verse 1-5.
耶和华，我的心仰望你。
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
我的神呐，我素来倚靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧。不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。
Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。
Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我。
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
求你以你的真理来引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
当我在读这个诗篇的时候，我发现大卫为什么可以这么好像神啊，你一定要做事情。
When I was reading the psalm, I was wondering how David could, you know, kind of say, God, you have to do something here.
好像神不做的不行。
It's as if God just can't not do things.
后来我就看到有一个 key.
And I saw a key.
就是他把自己完全的交给了神。
That he has given himself totally to the Lord.
就是像宗弟兄在退休会中说，把命交给了神。
Just like what Brother John had said during the retreat, that you give your life to the Lord, you hand over your life.
这就是大卫为什么能够经历神的大能拯救的秘诀。
That's the secret to David's experience of the great salvation of the Lord.
这也是你在列王记和历代志里面看到有许多神大能拯救的秘诀。
And in the Kings and the Chronicles, you can see God's salvation.
我想有时候要是人来问我一些事情的意见的话，我很乐意给。
I was just thinking if somebody would ask me for suggestions, I would be very willingly to give.
但是要有人说我来投靠你的时候。
But if somebody say, I'm going to take refuge,
我找不到工作，你们帮我。
I do not have work, can you help me?
我心中就要紧张了。
Then I'll be anxious.
我可能赶紧劝他不要希望抱得太大。
I will tell the person not to bear too much hope.
因为我没有那个能力，也没那个把握。
And I do not have that power, and I do not have I confidence in that.
但是神非人。
But God is not man.
他是死无变有，使死人复活的神。
God can make something out of nothing, and He awakens the dead.
他是度量海水，使大山挪移的神。
And He can measure the sea, and He can move the mountains.
他是千山的羊，万山的牛，都是属他的。
And all the sheep and all the oxen are all His.
就像一首诗歌说，他是都能，他也是都肯。
And He can, and He is willing.
所以当一个人在信心中完全的交给主的时候，
that if by faith a person hands himself over to the Lord,
他必不羞愧，
and he will not be ashamed,
因为这是我们的神，
because this is our God.
我们不但能够经历他的大能，也能够从这件事情上经历他心中那深处的旨意。
And not only do we experience his power, but we also know his will.
所以我就从那个诗篇，我好像得到一个秘诀。所以当我祷告寻求的时候
，So I gained the secret with the psalm, and when I pray and seek,
我就问自己，我有没有还有什么东西藏着的
？And I ask myself, am I still hiding anything?
是不是我完全的投靠了
？Did I take refuge in the Lord totally?
除他别无拯救。
And I have no salvation besides Him.
第三个，我想叫做静心。
The third.
静心，我们有时候要忍耐的等候。
That with when we are seeking with all our heart, we need to wait patiently.
因为我们是来寻求神。
Because we are seeking the Lord.
我们不是像那个买快餐一样。
We are not buying a fast food.
哎，主啊，我现在就要。
It's like God, I want it right now.
我一低头祷告。
When I bow my head and pray.
我一抬头。
When I lift up my head.
我的 idea 就来了。
And my idea is there.
我的问题就解决了。
My problem is solved.
你常常发现这样的话，我们不能够寻求到主。
If we do it this way, we cannot seek the Lord.
我们也不是像敲，有时候我们像寻求主，就好像敲一下门。
When we come and seek the Lord, we just kind of knock on the door.
然后我们就走了。
And we left.
到底那个主人有没有开门，我们也不知道。
That the master opened the door, we do not know.
要是他不开门，他为什么不开门，我们也不知道。
If he didn't open the door, why does he not open the door? We do not know that either.
所以我们要真的像我们弟兄安就讲那个斯布登说，他说我们要寻求的像敲钟一样。
But Andrew has shared about our brother Spurgeon who's saying the prayers like you're knocking the bell.
要知道，我们弟兄也常常讲，他说每一个祷告都有答应的。
It's like ringing the bell.And when he said that the prayer has all the prayers have been answered.
就是事情成就与不成就，主在那里面都有话要对我们说的。
Whether or not the matter has been fulfilled, the Lord has something to say to us.
我们要尽心去寻求那个答案。
We have to seek that answer with all our heart.
有时候主没有答应我们。
Sometimes the Lord do not answer us.
其实是他在等我们。
Indeed, he is waiting for us.
因为我们有许多的东西需要他来炼净我们。
Because there are many things need to be purified by him.
他来矫正我们。
He needs to adjust us.
这就是我想交通的三个静心的点。
These are the three points I want to share with you.
我总结一下。
I'll have a little conclusion.
就是我们主给了我们一颗心。
The Lord gave us a heart.
要知道他的原初的意思，要尽心的来爱他。
That originally he wants us to love him with all our heart.
他在生命记这本书是讲到神在用心对他的百姓的心来说话的一本书。
Deuteronomy is one that the Lord speaks his heart to his people.
因为他的选民就要进入应许之地了。
Because his chosen people were going to enter the promised land.
神的旨意是要他们得着那地。
The Lord's will is for them to gain that land.
要持守那地。
To hold fast.
在那个地上能够见证他。
That they can bear witness in that land.
所以神对他们的心在呼喊。
So the Lord is calling to their hearts.
要他们尽心、尽意、尽力、尽性来爱他。
That they will love him with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind and all their strength.
所以我们要尽心来寻求他。
So we need to seek him with all our hearts.
要知道他是按他的旨意行事的。
That he work according to his purpose.
当事情临到我们的时候，要知道背后有他的旨意。
We have to know that the Lord has his will in everything that comes to us.
当我们尽心寻求他的时候，我们要没有退路的，单单的投靠他。
When we seek him with all our heart, we need to have no way out and solely to come to him.
一个人单单投靠他，他不能不听，他不能不拯救。
If we completely come to him, he cannot not save us.
这是我们向着他的信心。
This is the faith that we have towards him.
我们也要忍候的等候他。
We have to wait for him patiently.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他在我们在忍候等待他的时候，他还要做那炼净和校正的工作。
When we wait patiently on him, he will do the work of he will purify us and adjust us.
最后，要记住，我们常常会看人的眼光。
To remember that oftentimes we look at how people see us.
我们也会注意自己的感觉。
And we pay attention to our own feelings.
我们要记住，我们的主也在看我们。
We have to remember our Lord is looking at us.
他的眼目如同火焰。
His eyes are like flames of fire.
他知道谁在静心。
He knows who are the ones who are putting in all their hearts.
尽心的人，他必会遇见他。
Those who seek him with all their hearts, they will find him.
愿我们在这新的一年，我们知道我们怎样活在他的面前。
That this year we know how to live before him.
我们来尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱我们的神。
That we'll love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind and all our strength.
我交通就到这。
I'll end my sharing here. Please turn the Bible to Matthew.
马太福音十八章
Chapter 18.
马太福音十八章第一节
Matthew chapter 18, verse 1.
马太福音十八章第一节当时门徒第一节到第五节当时门徒进前来问耶稣说天国里谁是最大的耶稣便叫一个小孩来使他站在他们当中说我实在告诉你们你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式断不得进天国所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的就是接待我
Chapter 18 verse 1 through 5 At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said Verily I say unto you except ye be converted and become as little children ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receive me.
然后翻到十九节，十九章。
Chapter 19.
十九章的十三到十十三到十四节。
Verse
十五节。
13 through 15.
那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告。门徒就责备那些人耶稣说让小孩子到我这里来不要禁止他们因为在天国的正是这样的人耶稣给他们按手就离开那地方去了
Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray but the disciples rebuked them but Jesus said let the little children come to me and do not forbid them for of such is the kingdom of heaven and he laid his hands on them and departed from there
最后我们翻到第五章马太福音的第五章
Chapter 5
从第一节我们读到第八节
Verse 1 through 8
马太福音第五章从第一节到第八节耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山既已坐下门徒到他跟前来他就开口教训他们说虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的哀恸的人有福了因为他们必得安慰温柔的人有福了因为他们必承受地土饥渴慕义的人有福了因为他们必得饱足连续人的人有福了因为他们必蒙连续清心的人有福了因为他们必得见神
And seeing the multitudes he went up on a mountain and when he was seated his disciples came to him then he opened his mouth and taught them saying Blessed are the poor in spirit for theirs is the kingdom of heavenBlessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我今天想跟弟兄姊妹分享一个题目，叫做回转向小孩。
I want to share brothers and sisters to return to childlike simplicity. This last past year,
我在主面前，我觉得我学到一个非常重要的功课。
I learned an important lesson before the Lord.
就是主在找一个人。
The Lord is looking for a person.
或者一类的人。
For a group of people.
就是那一些能够回转成小孩，但在他面前单纯的人。
That those who can return to childlike and to be simple before him.
因为神让我看到说，常常很多的时候，我们是一个很复杂的人。
That we are, God shows to me that we oftentimes we are very complicated people.
我们是一个，我们里面一套，外面一套。
We have a set of things inside and a set of things outside.
所以在这里，你看到主对他的门徒有一个呼召。
And the Lord has a calling for His disciples.
就是要我们要回转向小孩。
And to return to childlike.
他说，我们若不回转向小孩。
And if we do not return to be childlike.
断不能进天国。
And we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们就看到说，这一个呼召是关乎到我们以后能不能进天国。
And this calling has to do with whether or not we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
若不回转成小孩，就不能进天国。
If we are not converted and become as little children, then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们有听过那个江弟兄交通说，我们神不是要让我们做属灵的婴孩哈。
We heard the sharing of Brother Kong saying that the Lord doesn't want us to be spiritual babies.
所以这里主在讲到小孩的时候，不是讲到属灵生命的那个小。
This children is not speaking as the life, the spiritual life is like a child.
而是讲到属灵生命的特点。
But the characteristics of the spiritual life.
你发现我刚才跟弟兄姊妹读到十八章和十九章里面都有讲到主这一个呼召。
In chapter 18 and 19 both speak of the calling.
但是我之所以跟弟兄姊妹看这两个呢
we read through this.
我是要大家看到说你会发现这个主在十八章里面他跟他的门徒有讲过这件事情。
I want you to see that chapter 18 the Lord has spoken to his disciples on this.
但你发现在十九章里面当人把小孩子带到主面前的时候你看到他的门徒有一个反应。
But when in chapter 19, when people bring little children to the Lord, his disciples have a reaction.
他们的反应是责备这些人。
They rebuke these people.
所以我们就看到说，神给我们看到说，我们的天然的人里面对这个呼召的一个感觉。
The Lord showed to us the feeling of a natural man towards this calling.
就是我们在最深处。我们的天然的生命里面我们是轻视这件事情的。
Deep in our natural life we despise this thing.
我们不想要回转向小孩。
We do not want to return, we're unwilling to return to be like child.
我们年纪越大我们越不想回转向小孩。
The older we are the more we are unwilling to return.
而且你会发现这件事情主说了前面说过一次他们没有领会。
The first time the Lord said they didn't understand.
所以就是说这是我们天然人里面对这个呼召的一个感觉。
This is the feeling of the natural man towards this calling.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹能够真的说我们能够把自己摆在谦卑的来到主面前。
I hope brothers and sisters we can humble before the Lord.
因为如果我们有这样的一个感觉我举个例子哈你就好像说我看到一个弟兄或姊妹或者年长的弟兄或姊妹他很单纯的爱主。
For example, if I see an elderly brother or sister, they're loving the Lord very simply.
我们里面的感觉是怎么样？
What is, how do we feel within?
我记得有个人跟我说过。
I remember someone spoke to me.
他说，挺好的。
That's pretty good.
真的很好。
It's just really good.
但我不要。
But I don't want it.
因为我觉得这个有点怪。
This is very strange.
啊，所以说你知道我们人里面这是这样的一个情况，但是愿主让我们能够说来看重这件事情。
This is how we feel inside, but may the Lord help us to bear to have to esteem this thing.
所以我今天就是想说，哎，什么主的这个回转向小孩到底具体是指什么
？What does the Lord mean to be converted and become as little children?
我以前其实马太福音读过不少次了。
I've read Matthew many times.
我想对这个主的这个八福，应该只要是基督徒，没有一个人不熟悉的。
And for this beatitudes here, nobody, if you are a Christian, you would be very familiar with them.
但是当我是两个月前我在读这个八福的时候
，When 2 months ago when I reread this beatitudes,
我发现我里面的感觉完全不一样。
What I feel inside is totally different.
你会发现主原来在。这是要在属灵的一个眼光里面来看的。
You have to look at it with your spiritual eyes.
主原来在找这样的一般人。
The Lord is looking for such people.
这样的一般人是愿意回转向小孩子的一般人。
Such a people are willing to return to be childlike.
所以如果时间允许，我就愿意在这个刚刚读的这个登山宝训的八福的里面，我来分享一下。
If time allows, I would like to share with you on the Beatitudes.
我们先来看这个马太福音它第五章，我们看第一节。
Let's look at the first verse.
他说：“耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。”
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him.
然后我们再看第八节。
And verse 8.
他说：“清心的人有福了。”因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
说第一个回转向小孩。
The first thing we need to return to be like as, become as little children.
就是完全的回到主的那个生命里面。
And to come completely back to the life of God.
像孩子那样的单纯。
Just like a child, so simple.
就像这里讲的，门徒到他跟前来。
The disciples come before him.
所以我们第一件事情。主所有的旨意里面第一个要单纯的就是我们要到他面前来。
The first thing to, be,、to have the simplicity is to come to before him.
回到他那个生命里面。
To return to his life.
我们知道神在原初创世纪里面，神让我们看到在那个伊甸园里面有两棵树。
In Genesis, the Lord showed to us the two trees.
其实如果我们主开我们的眼睛，让我们看到这两棵树就是代表着神那原初的旨意给人是怎么样的。
The two trees represent the original purpose that the Lord has set before man.
一棵是生命树。
One is the tree of life.
一棵是分辨善恶的知识树。
A tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们的神怎么说？
What did our God say?
他说你只可吃生命树上的果子，不可吃知识树上的。
You can eat of the fruit of the tree of life, but not the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
主没有说两个都可以啊。
The Lord did not say you can eat both.
他说有一个可以，另外一个就是不可以。
One you can eat and one you cannot.
所以你看到，其实我们属灵生命里面，神就把那两条路摆在我们面前给我们看。
And in our spiritual life, the Lord has laid out two paths before us.
就是生命的，还是知识的。
One is of life, one is of knowledge.
神要让我们拣选生命的。
The Lord wants us to choose life.
第一个很重要的点，我们必须要重生。
First, we have to be born again.
如果我们没有重生的话
，If we're not born again,
我们跟这一个生命一点的关系都没有。
Then we have no part in this life.
所以这个是首要的。
This is the first important thing.
愿主让我们能够在重生这件事情上，能够里面能够清楚。
That in this matter of born again, we have to be very clear.
那么这两个路，它两棵树，这两个它是一个怎么样的具体的是怎么样的一个比较呢？
What is the comparison between these two trees?
一个就是生命的是里面的。
One is of life inward.
知识的是外面的。
The knowledge is the outward.
里面的是指说主的生命住到我们里面。
The inside, the Lord's life come into us.
它住到我们灵里面。
Coming to in our spirit and dwell.
我们的灵就活过来了。
And our spirit is born, is come awakened.
这就是一个新的生命，有一个新的生命的感觉。
And it's the new life, and you have that the sense of that new life.
一般来讲，就是我们有良心的和里面圣灵的引导。
We have conscience and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那外面的是什么
？What about the outward?
就是说，与外面的规条、宗教的这个教条或者神学。
Or that we have the rules and doctrine and theology.
所以我们的生活是按着里面恩膏来活呢，还是按照外面的规条来活？
Do we live our life according to the anointing within or according to the rules outside?
啊，所以这个这神给我们这个里面的感觉啊，他这个圣经怎么告诉我们？他说神已经借着圣灵把律法刻在我们的心里。
The Lord, in the Bible, it says that through the Holy Spirit, the Lord has carved out the law in our hearts.
所以我们神的旨意里面，让我们不需要再借着这些来活了，外面的规条。
That we do not live by the law, the rules on the outside.
第二个，这个生命它是直接的，是简单的。
That this life is very direct and very simple.
但从知识来的，它是复杂的，是有自我分析的。
That those that is of knowledge, it is complicated, and you have it's You have self-analysis, kind of.
这个感觉是什么呢？就是说，我们要来到光下面。
The sense is that we have to come under the light.
我们觉得说很多的东西，我们做一件事情。
Many times when we do something.
我里面的动机是什么呢？
What is my motive within?
如果说我不来到神的面前的话。
If I do not come before the Lord.
你知道我们人的天性往往就是什么？
Naturally,
就是把这一些的事情，我们就用 reasoning， 我们就说，我做这件事情，我是一个好的 purpose。
We oftentimes use reasoning to say that, you know, I'm doing this thing, I have a good purpose in doing this thing。
但是如果我们愿意来到光下面
，But if we are willing to come beneath the light，
这个感觉是很直接就给我们，让我们知道，我里面有隐藏的罪。
That the Lord will give us this sense is very clear that we have some hidden sins。
所以如果我们愿意这样简单的来到主面前
If we are willing to come so simply before the Lord
我们会发现我们里面很多的光景都被主看到
That we can that our conditions within our heart is seen by the Lord
但是如果我们不愿意这样呢我们就越分析我们就越复杂
But if we do not come, do it this way then the more we try to analyze it then the more complicated it
我们就越来越黑暗
Then the darker will be
好后面一个就是从生命来它是真实的是实在的是实际的
That from that which is out of life is real and it's reality.
它是可以经历的
Something that you can experience.
但是从知识树来呢，它是虚假的，它是空洞的，它是一个框架。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil it's empty, it's without content, it's just an empty structure.
它里面什么都没有。
It has nothing within.
只能讲，但是里面是空的。
It can only say it, can, it but within it it's empty.
而且从生命来的。它是有一个真实的从里面的转变
That which is of life that inwardly there's a true change of life
但是在外面它只有涵养的
That as it's outward you only have the training
我们外面有涵养我们里面没有转变我们这个人就很复杂
If we are trained outwardly but we have no real change within us then we are very complicated
我们这个人就是虚假的
Then we are living in falsehood
最后就是从生命来它是活的
That which is out of life, it's a lot, it's living.
但从知识树来的，我们吃的时候就死了。
That which is of the knowledge, tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when we eat it, we die.
我们知道神的话，在希腊文里面有两个词来形容神的话。
There are two words in Greek to describe the word of God.
一个是 logos.
One is logos.
就是讲到那个完整的神的那个道。
That the complete word of God.
还有一个是 rhema.
And the other one is rhema.
就是那具体的一句话
A specific word
我们很多时候在外面我们很多时候听了很多的道
And many times we outwardly we listen to many messages
我们有很多 logos
We have a lot of logos
但是我们很少有那个新鲜活泼的话神再一次把他的话说在我们的里面
But many times we do not have that word that is fresh from the Lord to speak into our heart
你就会发现如果说神的话不再一次新鲜活泼的说在我们里面呢我们只有好像把一些的规律找出来了。
You'll find that if the Lord's word is not fresh, you know, to imprint in our hearts again, then it's outside. It's just
like a mechanic.
You see a mechanical kind of
right
way.
所以我们需要神在我们里面常常给我们新鲜活泼的话语。
So we need the Lord to give us word from Him.
还有，知识树它有一个后果的。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
它的后果，
there is a consequence.
它的后果就是，因为圣经告诉我们说，知识乃是使人自高自大。
Because knowledge will pop up.
也就是说，我们吃了那个知识树的果子，如果我们走这样的一条路的话
，If we eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
我们就是我们这个魂就扩大了
then our souls and being enlarged
我们就很多时候我们喜欢瞻仰自己
then many times we are talking about ourselves
我们喜欢让别人看见
we like to be seen
我们喜欢出头
we like to rise above all
我们喜欢与别人不一样
we like to be out of the ordinary
I'm unique 个人主义
and individualism
我最后就举一个比例哈，就是比喻啊，就是说，你知道我们这个属灵的，我们这个生命，我们的长进就好像盖房子一样。
And spiritual life is like you're building a house.
你知道我们知识就是说我们有很多理想的情况。
Our knowledge, we have some ideal.
比如说，哎，很多人是学建筑哈，我建筑我要有一个 idea， 对不对？
Many of those who take architecture, they say we have when we build something, we have to have an idea.
但我这个 idea 我是要最后能够有一个 building 起来的。
My idea has to result in a building.
知识树的这个东西，它就是给我们一个理想。
And the knowledge of good and evil is to give us an ideal.
我们只有理想的。
We only have ideal.
我们没有实际的 building.
We do not have real building.
还有知识树的东西，它是草木和结的。
And the tree of knowledge and good and evil is straw and stubble.
它不是金银宝石，它不是从主来的。
It's not gold, silver, and precious stones. It's not of the Lord.
还有，如果我们用凭着仁义在那边建造呢，我们就建一个 Wiseman Art Museum.
And if we are building by our man,
奇奇怪怪
man's way, then it's just like our Wiseman Art Museum.
我觉得它很好哈，它不是就是按审美来很好的。举个例子
depending on how you see it.
所以你会发现如果我们是这样在建造我这一个属灵的生命
if we are building our spiritual life in this way,
在今世上你发现试炼试探一来马上就倒了
in this life when there are trials when there are temptations then we're broken down
马上它这个就没了
it will fall apart and
你发现
nothing、
你发现神又给你看到这东西原来是假的
and God will show to you that this isNot true, it's false.
在来世的审判里面要被烧掉的。
And in the judgment in the age to come, it's to be burned away.
所以我在这里想要勉励大家，就是说，这一件是非常严肃的一件事情。
I want to encourage you, letting you know that this is a very serious matter.
希望我们能够看重生命。
That we will esteem life.
在实际的生活当中呢，我们真实的能够跟主有亲近。
That in real life, we, in practical way, we will have.The closeness with the Lord.
并且在许多的环境当中我们学习凡事来到他面前
And our circumstances we learn to come before him
这里他讲到他说清心的人有福了
Blessed are the pure in heart
我刚才跟大家有一个对比哈
As a contrast
但现在这里呢主他说我们要我们有是一个清心的人
The Lord wants us to be one of pure in heart
也就是说另外一句话就是说我们要对他是专一和绝对的
That we come to him, we have to be single-minded and absolute.
消极面来看呢
And passively speaking,
也就是刚才我们弟兄讲，我们中里面不能有任何拦阻我们的事物。
That's what our brother has shared earlier, that we do not want any hindrance within us.
所以一个人要在神面前，他是一个清心专一爱主的，他有许多的代价要付。
A person who wants to be pure in heart, to be single-minded and absolute to love the Lord, he has to pay a price.
我们知道保罗他在没有遇到主之前，他是一个宗教非常狂热的一个分子。
Before Paul met the Lord, he was zealous in religion.
我有一次我读那个腓立比书，他就讲到他以前的经历。
When I read the book of Philippians, I read Paul's experience.
他说，有人凭着肉体可以夸口。
Others have confidence in the flesh.
如果他们可以。我比他们更可以。
And if they have confidence in the flesh, I'm more so.
他说他是一个从小就接受这个犹太教训练的人。
He was being trained when he was young in Judaism.
他是一位非常 knowledgeable 的人。
He was very knowledgeable.
而且他非常的热心在服侍主。
He was zealous towards the work of God.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
但你看到他后面怎么说？
What did he say?
他说以前以为与我有益的，现在因基督都当作有损的。
But what things were gained to me?
这个给我
counted loss for Christ.
给我一个感觉，他说他以前觉得这东西对他有益。
He thinks that before that were gained to him.
我们里面有许多的事物，觉得那样东西对我有益。
There are many things in our hearts we think those are gained to us.
什么意思？就再深的挖一下，它是什么意思呢？
We dig deeper. What does he mean?
也就这个东西，它是我自尊心的一个非常重要的一个表现。
This is that thing is a very important representation of my pride.
如果我里面我没有这个东西了，我这个人我的自尊在哪里
？If I do not have this thing, where is my pride?
Where is my praise? 我的赞扬在哪里呢
？Where is my praise?
别人看我是怎么样的呢
？Oh, how do people look at me?
这个叫做与我有益的。
And those that were gained to me.
我们就看到除了主以外，所有东西都可以让我这个人自我膨胀。
We see that other than God, the rest of the things will puff us up.
可以是我的一些的优点。
Maybe some of my strengths.
可以是我的一个学位。
My degree.
可以是我的某方面的非常独特的才能。
My talent.
这些东西。
All these things.
你知道，如果神真的开我们眼睛，我们会发现，这些它其实是，它是构成我的自尊心的。
If God were to open our eyes, we see these will come and our pride.
不要觉得说好像只有是世界上的人有这个。
Do not feel that only the people of this world have this.
我们在教会里面。
The same in the church.
你的恩赐。
Your gift.
我们的这个口才。
Our
utterance.
Eloquence. Yeah.
我们的这个还有很多了哈。
Many things.
所以你发现，如果这东西神把它拿掉的话，我这人好像没价值。
Just imagine the Lord took away all these things, and I'm worthless.
但是你发现保罗他说，这些东西我可以看为有损。
But Paul said that these I've counted as loss.
这叫做我专一绝对的要主。
Let's say I want the Lord single-heartedly. I want the Lord and absolutely.
我们里面有很多东西，就是说。我们可能现在看不到，或者说还没有真的说，就是像保罗这样做到。
Many things within us that we have not seen it yet, or like, or maybe we are not like Paul that we have done it.
但愿主给我们这样的一个心智。
But may the Lord give us this will.
一颗奉献、愿意奉献在他面前的心。
A heart that's willing to consecrate to Him.
主说：“他说必这样的人，他必要看见神。”
The Lord said that such a person shall see God.
这个第三节他说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And in verse 3 it says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第四节哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Verse 4 blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
这个虚心在英文里面就讲叫是灵里面贫穷的人。
In English it says that it's poor in spirit.
所以神在找一样一个人，他是一个灵里面贫穷的。
So God is looking for a person who's poor in spirit.
并且他里面有一个哀恸。
That the person has a mourning within.
这个哀恸让他能够来到主面前寻求。
This mourning, this crying out, caused the person to come and seek the Lord.
我们如果是一个灵里很，其实我们每个人在他面前都是灵里贫穷的。
Truly speaking, we are all poor in spirit before Him.
但是我们很多时候不这么觉得。
But this is not how we feel.
所以我们对他。也是不冷不热。
So we are lukewarm towards him.
我们对他的祷告，就像金峰，只是敲一敲门而已。
And like a brother Jivon shared, our prayer is just like knocking on the door.
一个人里面有哀恸，他一定会向什么 cry out.
If a person has mourning within, he will cry out to the Lord.
因为神所要的祭是忧伤的灵。
And the sacrifice that the Lord wants is a broken spirit.
前一段时间我看那个这个。荒漠甘泉里面，这个它里面有讲到说，整天嘻嘻哈哈的人是很肤浅的。
I read in the streams in the desert. Recently, it says that if the person is just laughing all day, the person is very shallow. Why is that so?
因为他里面觉得哎，没什么需要。
And the person feels there's no need within.
所以愿主让我们把我们带到一个情况里面，让我们看到我们灵里面是何等的贫穷。
That the Lord will bring us to see.How poor in spirit we are.
你看，他是天国是他们的。
They there is the kingdom of heaven.
意思就是说，这样灵里贫穷的人，他能够不断的得着经历基督在他里面的那个基督的成分在他里面。
That's what poor in spirit, that more and more they can experience Christ in them.
是实实在在的能够经历到主。
That in reality they can experience the Lord.
必得安慰，就是说在这一个。他当得到主的时候，主就成为了他的安慰。
When he says that, for they shall be comforted, because when they gain Christ, they are comforted.
第一个灵里面贫穷，就是看到自己是罪人。
And the first to be poor in spirit to see it is to see that we are sinners.
这是一个非常非常基本的我们属灵的一个经历。
It's very basic spiritual experience.
可以这么说，如果我们没有真实的看到我们是一个罪人，我们属灵前面那个路走不直的。
If we do not truly see that we are sinners, then our spiritual path cannot be straight.
我们知道那个当老约翰他写那个约翰一书的时候，他年纪很大了。
When John wrote John first.
John,
he was very old.
我们会觉得说，哎，老约翰，你肯定要告诉我们一些，哇，神永远的旨意啊，何等高，这个高深的道哈。
He said, John, you will have to speak to us about God's eternal purpose.
但是你发现他第一件事情讲到的是什么呢？
The first thing that he mentioned.
他说我们所认识的是那个生命，起初原有生命之道，是我们亲手摸过，亲眼看见，亲耳听过的。
That this message that we share with you is what we have touched with our hands and seen with our own eyes.
也就是说，他把这一个看过的生命的道，正见证给我们。
And he bear witness to that way of life.
然后你看到他第一个见证是什么
？What is his first testimony?
他说：“神就是光，我们若说自己没有罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
”That he say that God is light, and him there is no darkness. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
所以你看到我们生命第一个最基本的经历，就是我们看到我们是罪人。
The basic experience of our lives is to see that we are sinners.
我们需要看到我们是罪人。
We need to see that we are sinners.
他这里说，我们不是说我们自己没有罪，这个罪是 singular 的。
And when it says here that if we do not have sin, this is singular.
意思就是说，他不是讲到我们身上有很多的罪行。
It's not speaking about all the sinful things that we do.
我们觉得说，哎，我是犯罪了，我犯错了，所以我是罪人。
I said, oh, I've done this wrong, so I'm a sinner.
但神要让我们看到，原来我里面不怎么样的。
God wants to show to us that indeed, we are not good within.
我里面这个人本身不怎么样的。
That within us, this person is nothing.
圣经里面说，我们就像火中抽出来的一根柴。
We are like a brand that's been taken out from the fire.
我们有没有觉得说我们是从火中抽出来的一根柴？
Do we really feel that way? That we have our brand that's taken out of that fire?
主说我们没有信他的时候，我们是可怒之子。
The Lord says that before we believe in Him, we are children of wrath.
我们是应当被烧尽、被丢掉的。
We are to be burned and thrown away.
我们的原本的那一个地位，我们最后是要变成灰了，没有了。
Originally, our end is to be ashes.
但正我们还没有烧尽的时候。主把我们从那个火堆里面抽出来了。
Before we were burned out, the Lord had took us out of it.
他不仅把我们从那里面抽出来。
Not only has he taken us out of that.
他自己就跳到那个火里面去了。
And he himself jumped into it.
为我们的罪代死。
That he died for our sins.
所以你看到在马太福音里面有两个人在那边向主祷告。
So in Matthew there were two praying to him.
有一个是法利赛人。
One was the Pharisee.
他说神啊，我做了这些，你看那我不像那个人，我都做到了。
I've done all this and this, and I'm not like that person. I've fulfilled things.
还有个税吏，他来到神面前，他只有一个祷告，他说神啊，求你可怜我这个罪人。
There was a tax collector and came to the Lord saying, Lord, have mercy on me.
主怎么说
？And what did the Lord say?
他说反这个人回去，反倒要被称为义了。
And this person will be called righteous.
主接受了他。
The Lord accepted him.
主拯救了他
The Lord saved him.
主的宝血洁净了他
The Lord's blood cleansed him.
我们只有这样我们才能经历到主的接纳是什么
Then we can experience what it means to be accepted by the Lord.
我们才会去宝贵他的那个救恩呢
That we hold precious his salvation.
我们才会去宝贵他的宝血
That we hold precious his precious blood.
当我们在认识主的过程中神要不断地给我们看到我们里面的问题
The Lord will show to us the problems within us as we experience Him.
我今天很多就没有办法再讲，但是这个就说我们其实每个人身上都有那一个最致命的弱点。
And each of us there is this one weakness that's the strongest weakness.
Strongest weakness. 这个。如果说我们真的要好好来爱主，你会发现神会让我们看到我们里面有许多路。There are many ways in us.
If we really love the Lord, then the Lord showed to us that we have many ways in us.
我们有以扫的路。
We have the way of Esau.
我们贪恋，我们里面有贪恋世俗。
We did not love the do we love the world?
我是说有些人特别厉害，特别厉害。
Some are more some love the world more.
我们里面有巴兰的路。
We have the way of Balaam.
就是很贪财的。
That we greed for money.
我们里面有扫罗王的那个路。
We have the way of King Saul.
就是我们爱面子爱尊荣。
That we love our face, we love that glory.
我们里面有可能有大卫的那个 这个他的那个女色。
And maybe we have the lust like David had.
我们有大树的扫罗的。
We have that of the Paul of Tarsus.
那种宗教的那种路。
That religious way.
愿神让我们能够看到我们里面这些的这些致命的有些。
And these ways will take our lives.
扫罗往他因为爱面子爱尊荣神把他废了。
King Saul, he loved his face, the glory, and the Lord has taken his, the king, the, rejected him.
以扫因为他贪恋世俗神把他弃了。
And because Esau loved the world, so the Lord also rejected him.
所以如果我们里面有这些致命的弱点，我们如果没有被主真的改变的话，
if we have all these things and we are not changed by the Lord,
我有一个感觉我就要被弃了。
Then I have this feeling that I'll be rejected.
所以这个保罗他在罗马书里面他说谁能救我脱离这取死的身体。
And who can save me from this, from this wretched life?
弟兄姊妹们我们心中有没有像主这样的呼求。
Brothers and sisters, do we have this crying out to the Lord?
如果我们心中有这样的呼求，
If we have this crying out,
我们要经历到他不但是接纳我们的主，
Not only he accepts us,
他可以帮助我们能够经历到他的得胜。
He can help us to experience his victory.
我后面就讲不完了，那我就把后面几点就跟大家说一下。
I will just go through the point.
对，看到灵里面贫穷就是被带，我们要被带到绝路。
To see that we are poor in spirit, we have to bring to our end.
我们要经历到我们自这个人被主剥夺过。
That we have been robbed by the Lord before.
我们要经历到我们是瞎眼的。
That we have the experience that we are blind.
好，这个我就交通到这里。
I'll just share this much.
然后我们有一个结束的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊，我们是何等的不认识你。
Lord, we do not know you.
主啊，我们离你的旨意是何等的远。
We are far from your will.
但是主啊，感谢你，你还在跟我们说话。
But Lord, we thank you that you are still speaking to us.
主啊，愿你今天，主啊，我们弟兄，主啊，与我们一同交通的，主啊，能够让我们里面有感觉。
Lord, what our brother shared with us, we can have a sense in us.
主啊，帮助我们能够在你面前。主啊，是一个尽心尽性的人。
That we will before you, we are one that use our whole heart.
主啊，我们可以尽心尽性。主啊，我们愿意。主啊，来寻求你。
That we seek you with all our heart and all our soul.
主啊，我们单纯的来寻求你。
And we seek you with a pure heart.
主啊，我们不靠我们自己的聪明。
Lord, we do not rely on our own intelligence.
我们愿意，主啊，转回像小孩来到你的面前。
Lord, we want to return to be childlike and come before you.
主啊，谢谢你今天与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for being with us.
主啊，你认识我们里面的情况。
Lord, you know our conditions within.
主啊，都不同。
It's all different.
但是主啊，你认识我们。
But Lord, you know us.
主啊，所以求你照着我们不同的情况，主啊，你来改变我们。
Lord, change us according to our different conditions.
主啊，有许多的环境临到我们。
Many circumstances that befalls us.
主啊，愿这个环境，主啊，我们不但能够经历到，主啊，你在环境上，主啊，是掌权的神。
Not only that we can experience that you are in control in all these circumstances.
主啊，你更得着我们这一个人。
And Lord, that you will gain us.
主啊，愿你主啊与我们同在。
Lord, be with us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.